Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Seasons change. Why not your gaming tech? Upgrade now during Alienware Summer Sale Event and save on select next-gen Alienware gaming PCs and more. Pair your impressive skills with advanced gaming systems like the Alienware M18 laptop, powered by an Intel Core i9 processor featuring awe-inspiring visuals, liquid cooling, three-dimensional audio with Dolby Atmos, and impressive overclocking potential. Your dream setup, exceptional prices, and free shipping await you for a limited time only at Alienware.com/deals. That's Alienware.com/deals.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist. Chris, what is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
Well, I feel like I've already used all the good, really good ones, because mostly I do search for just metal detecting videos and magnet fishing videos and mudlarking videos. But I do also like to look up anything about Bigfoot. And once again, like, I don't really care if it's 100% true. I like to.
I don't care
sort
if
of,
it's 100% true.
Bigfoot. Like,
construction of that sentence. You know, I don't care if it's 100% true.
Well,
what
here's
I'm hearing
the
about
thing.
Bigfoot.
Now, I think. Okay, now these guys. You guys have actually heard me talk about this in private, because this is something I talk about a lot, which is this thing that I've found out that, like, just doing my usual, just seeing if there's anything new on the Bigfoot news front, like on YouTube. Which is best probably for Bigfoot news, I find.
Yeah.
It turns out that when Mount St. Helens erupted in 1980, like already, it's, I've lost your whole
audience. No, I'm fucking
what?
Into
1980?
This.
Do you remember Mount St. Helens when it blew up?
It's like the biggest volcanic eruption in the contiguous United States, I believe.
So apparently, I'm like watching this thing, and like Mount St. Helens Bigfoot bodies was like the thing on YouTube.
Whoa.
And I was like, what? What? That sounds good. So I,
I looked. I don't care if this is 100% true.
So anyways, maybe there was only one Bigfoot body. I mean, like, that matters. Can say.
All it takes is one.
It's one of those documentaries made by some nut. You know, like
of
who,
course.
Like just like, but once again, like I'm like, made by a nut. Surprise! It's a Bigfoot documentary. But anyway, I think Bigfoot's real. But anyway, it's a separate thing. Well, anyway, this guy made a little documentary and says, okay, when Mount St. Helens erupted, the Army Corps of Engineers did what they always do, which is they went up and they collected all the animal bodies because they didn't want disease to spread.
Okay.
So they went up there with a helicopter and I guess like a bag or whatever, and they filled it up with all the animals that were dead on Mount St. Helens.
Just one bag.
Yeah, I was already like, when I heard that, I was like, kind of like, I was already like, well, that's kind of, I didn't know they did that. Just I was like, the first thing I thought was, bag. I didn't know that they did that. After every disaster, they collect all the dead animals. I had no idea that happened.
Yeah.
So I was like, that did kind of make me think, huh, that's weird. I didn't know they do that. They do that. Okay. So anyway, this is when it got also, I got a little more skeptical when they said they put all the animals in separate stacks at the bottom of the mountain.
Uh-huh.
So like there was a stack of like elk and like, I mean, I just like, why?
So that
why
they can be properly buried.
Examined or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Identified by family members.
Yeah, so it was like a stack of elk, I guess, and a stack of like deer and then a stack of like raccoons or whatever.
Right.
And then they have one stack under a tarp.
Mm-hmm.
This is all relayed as true. This is not a joke. After the Army Corps of Engineers gets all the animals like they do and put them on an ark, just kidding, but that's what it sounds like they're doing.
Right.
Underneath the tarp, somebody's uncle, who was in the Army Corps of Engineers, talked to this documentary filmmaker and told him that he went and looked under the tarp, and that was a pile of Bigfoots.
Wow.
And I'm going to assume that was the shortest pile.
Right.
You know what I mean? There probably wasn't that. I mean, I'm sure
they're tall, but when they're dead, they're just laying down, and there aren't that many of them.
That's what I'm thinking. Mm. Right. Apparently, there was a tremendous Bigfoot population on Mount St. Helens.
In the Pacific Northwest.
And so they were very negatively impacted by this explosion.
You should do a benefit concert.
Is plural
for all the Bigfoots impacted by Mount St. Helens?
Well, I mean, so this gets further. So then somebody else's uncle, it's always somebody's uncle.
Also looked under the tarp.
No, he was working, not only under the tarp was there a bunch of Bigfoots, but then there was a medical tent where Bigfoots were being, or Big Feet, and the jury's still out on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And no one knows. That's another mystery.
That's the key mystery.
And I don't care if that's 100%
only
true.
A Bigfoot knows, and you can never get him to say. So do you guys go by Bigfoots or feet? You know, you can't, but.
Need medical care.
This guy who worked for the Army Corps of Engineers, his uncle or whatever, said that he stood by this medical tent and he thought that just these tall guys in big overcoats were going into the medical tent and getting bandaged up. But then he noticed one of them had like a huge amount of hair on his wrist or something. And he was like, oh my God, these are Bigfoots they're treating that didn't die in the thing.
Uh-huh.
Then this other guy, another person's uncle, or stepdad or somebody who worked for the Forest Service or whatever it was. These are all checked out. Whatever. Uncles and stepdads. These are all official titles.
The Uncle Whisper Network is very reliable.
These are all official titles. Stepdads,
uncles.
Why are
they mentioning that they're somebody's uncle?
I don't know. Just to prove that it's not some random guy.
Yeah.
So this is somebody's uncle. This is some random guy. This guy's tied into a family. This is a legit person. This guy knows people. He's got... You know,
he's got siblings that fuck.
He's got nephews.
I mean, this guy's real.
Yeah. So anyway, he said that this is where I doubt this is true, but I don't know. That there was an Army Corps of Engineers guy who was talking Bigfoot to a Bigfoot. And that the idea is the government knows about Bigfoots. They talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they talk to them about.
Right.
Because,
good tips on child rearing.
But if they can talk to him, why didn't they tell him ahead of time to clear out of the mountain? Everybody knew that mountain was going to blow up.
Well, that's because,
I don't know.
Think of what color the Big Feet are.
Right.
If they were white, they maybe would have got the message because they're brown.
So you think Yeti are treated better?
Yes, Yetis are treated. Yes. Yeah. We all know about Yetis and all Yeti Lives Matter and their whole fucking groups they got for that shit. But Big Feet, they're misrepresented. You know what I mean?
But whenever I mention this story to people, they always are like, first of all, what are you talking about? The Army Corps of Engineers collects all the animals after disasters. Right. And that's when it's everybody else, for them, it falls apart. I'll skip right over that.
And then the next thing is like,
I'm like, yeah, maybe they don't do that, but maybe they do. I don't know. I don't have an uncle in the Army Corps of Engineers.
They're like, sure, sir. Again, this is a Wendy's. So what is your order?
Does the Army Corps of Engineer go out into the woods when, like, on an ordinary day and collect any animals that happen to die, just in case?
Only like agreeing with this because I saw Chernobyl and I know that the dudes are shooting animals, and I'm like, yeah, right,
that
checks
out. But
that
was because they wander from.
Sure,
the,
but again,
maybe they were worried about like zombie animals. Anyways,
just
Chris.
Go ahead. I'm just gonna say like a tie-in for this is that just got me going into deeper stuff that I didn't know about. Like in 1924, a group of gold prospectors were attacked by Bigfoots with boulders.
Holy shit.
And the canyon that happened in is called Ape Canyon now, for real.
For real?
That's on the map, so.
Yeah,
exactly.
So,
and look, and so I don't care if it's 100% true.
So anyway, I think it's fun. I don't know if it's true, but you know,
yeah. I've heard that story before about the tarp, and I don't know.
It feels like to me they would probably do something more elaborate than a tarp. Yeah, yeah. Right. I do feel like that's probably. Yeah.
Why not just drag them elsewhere?
Like, could they put the tarps? How securely did they put them on there? Right. Why were they letting people?
And if it's that secure, they're like, all right.
Why were they letting people peek?
Dude, if you need medical care, go to the tent, but put a hat on and play it low key, dude.
What did they think?
Hold on, man. This dude's wrist all hairy.
Apparently, there must have been a basketball team in overcoats up on the mountain. Oh, wait a minute. They're extremely hairy. Oh my God!
I like that they. Yeah, it's like
that's not a basketball team. That's Bigfoots and overcoats or big feet.
Total cartoon logic.
Yeah,
overcoats.
Uh-huh. But it wasn't until the wrist hair blew the whole plan up.
Wait a second, sir. Do you have the time? And then he pulls back his.
Wait a minute.
Great day, isn't it?
You don't even have a. You don't even have a watch. Wait a minute.
No, I have to get back to my kids. You know. God damn these bills are adding up.
What is a myth? What's something people think is true, you know, to be false?
Well, I don't know so much if this is a myth, but there's this sense when you 9 out of 10 people, if you ask them what AI is, it's the same people where you ask what gluten is. They're like bread. Mm. AI is the same way where I think most people think of robots or like artificially intelligent robots or people who are going to take your job or robots that are going to take your jobs.
Right.
Whereas AI is really like what allows you to order a Starbucks coffee when you're in your car, you're still on the train. Like, I mean, that's not the best example, but like AI is basically part of and parcel of everything that we now do.
Right.
On our
parcel, something that you might mail at the post office.
Exactly.
I mean, she's on brand, right?
That's right.
I mean, you're building a brand here. This,
I mean, it is my dream to do a short form web series where I visit all of the post offices of America.
Would that be possible?
No,
not in millions, not in
right?
one lifetime.
When development people are like, "What's the audience?"
Right,
that would be a hard question to answer.
Old people who will be dead by the end of this meeting.
That's right.
But AI is sort of finding ways to mimic like neuron connections, right?
Well, it's also, I mean. You're talking about elections. I mean, it's really an amazing way to make predictions about things using data.
Right.
So the human mind can only compute so much and take into account so much data, whereas algorithms can look at vast amounts of data, whether it be pictures, code, I guess, and then make predictions based on those things.
Right. We're better at catching like tumors and we're better at catching all
That's
sorts
right.
of things just from like loading scans into AI.
Or
into
free
Haley
throws.
Joel Osment's brain, I think. Is
yeah,
that
that's
right?
Right.
Yes,
that's
yes.
how
that's
it works.
Right. Yeah. But like, you know, the Raptors used AI to help better their
Velociraptors
game.
Velociraptors in Jurassic Park used AI?
Drake Raptors.
The Drake Raptors. They should just change their name.
To the Drake Raptors.
I'm so sorry, Toronto. How did they use AI?
So basically, you can use AI to make better, again, use for prediction's sake, to look at your shot history and sort of better understand maybe where you should be placing yourself on the court.
Right, where you should be taking more shots.
That's right.
Yeah.
So there's machine learning. I mean, this is machine learning. Machine learning is basically now being harnessed in like every possible field you can imagine.
Yeah.
And that's artificial intelligence. It's using computers to make decisions.
Right. Now, sleepwalkers would imply, that title would imply that we're unaware of something.
I would say, yeah.
And what are we unaware of?
Well, I think people don't think about their data enough generally. I think maybe in the past 2 years, maybe. I think also post-election tampering, people started, and the Cambridge Analytica scandal, people started thinking more about, oh my God, like Facebook has a lot of information about me and it's being given to other companies that I don't want to have my information.
Yeah.
You know, so on the most basic level, not thinking about that enough is sleepwalking.
Right.
you know, the idea now that certain states, I mean, now there's two only, but certain states are, you know, making the government use of facial recognition technology illegal is a good, is a step in the right direction, I personally think. But I don't think people have an appreciation for, okay, if, like, is the DMV using my face to make predictions about other things legislatively?
You right. know?
So Oz took the phrase.
Your co-host.
Yeah, my co-host took the phrase from a British history book. But
boring. British history.
No, he's going to be mad. No, but I think, you know, for him also when he was thinking of the show, which he asked me to do a little later on, but when he was thinking of this show, you know, he started to think about, well, what are all the things that I don't know that aren't going to be happening in the future, but actually are happening right now?
Yeah.
And how can I talk to the people who have built these tools, who a lot of them are like sounding the alarm, you know, people who worked at Facebook who were like, yeah, well, they trained, people who created the like button were like trained on the same tools that they use to build casinos. You know?
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's, you're losing your free will because, you know, there are all these ways that companies are manipulating your mind to make the decisions they want you to make. And so you're like reframing it as from a thing about like, well, I don't care what they know about me because I have nothing to hide. And I'm a Boy Scout. To no, but you are not in control of your own life because they know so much about you, and they're, you know, manipulating your life in the background.
And some people don't. I mean, I think a lot of people don't care. Like, you know, I spoke to these parents on the podcast who were like, "Well, if Amazon knows when I need diapers, that makes my life a lot easier."
Right.
But it's also, are you okay with the fact that Amazon also sells like consumer facial recognition technology to government contracts?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's so, all sorts of...
like
my face is very hot, so like I want as many people to see it as
possible.
Exactly. Don't say hot, because they're also tracing biometrics, honey.
Oh, right. Wait, yeah. What does that mean exactly?
Like your actual body temperature.
What? Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm a vampire, a nine-titted vampire, so my right. body is actually very cold.
Well, if
a hot face actually implies that you are nervous about something and might be carrying a bomb. So,
yeah. That's what they, you never heard the term hot face?
It's, no.
Yeah, that's what the, yeah.
Okay.
You hot face.
What I meant was not that. Cool. Good to know. Very
but
fun.
Yes, all that by, like anything that can be scanned and then compared to other things that have been scanned is using AI to detect or like whitelist or blacklist someone. Oh. So now they're doing it with a laser called Jetson, where they're actually using your heartbeat as a biometric monitor. So like, oh, that's Jack's heart. Like if they can't see your face because you're compromised, they're starting to be able to read people in other way there. So when like I say you- there, it's like DARPA is developing these things.
God. So if you have like an increased heartbeat, that will like be telling of, oh, that person.
Well, it's just how
lying.
Your heart beats is a very particular signature that only you have.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't realize like that, but apparently,
It's a finger. It's exactly like a fingerprint.
Yeah, your heartbeat is like a fingerprint.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Mine
exactly.
is like super cool. Yeah. My heartbeat
mine, like,
is so dope.
Is like a hip hop beat.
Yeah. It's like a beat. It's like in an a cappella group.
Mine's like Yeah, it's all very
so those are all AI-y things.
Wow.
Like when you go on JetBlue and you're using your face to board a plane, you should just ask people who work at JetBlue, where's that data going? Is it a hard delete? Are you storing that data and then selling it to the U.S. government? Are you like, and I think the answer a lot of the time is no. And there are a lot of people who are working in this sort of ethical surveillance, if such a thing is possible, who are really like creating tools to also sound the alarm. Same with people who are developing technology to detect deep fakes. They have to create deep fakes in order to detect them.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's the kind of thing to just keep your eyes open to.
Yeah, don't
your eyes
walk into it.
That's right.
By listening to
sleepwalker.
But if your eyes are open, then they're going to use retinal scanners. Right,
that's true.
Well, they've now, there's a, of course, a Kickstarter. Right. Respectacles, I think they're called. Something like that. I want to say, I might be saying, it's something spect, it's something ecticles.
Okay.
And
it turns your eye into that, like.
It beams it back right into the camera.
Oh, really?
Well-funded. I always think well-funded Kickstarters, and then you're like, malaria. Like, what right. in the fuck are you creating
right.
this for?
That's better than saving people's lives like, from
it's
malaria.
Just crazy to me, but whatever.
Yeah.
We also have a search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
Also, don't keep your eyes open and just keep your ears open and listen to podcasts. They'll tell you everything you need to know.
That's right. Audio is very safe.
Walk around with your eyes closed and podcasts in your ears and you will be safe.
No danger there.
So basically be a blind hipster for the rest of your life.
There you go. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Zeit gang, customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source. Connect with customers in line and online. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone. Transform your tablet into a point of sale system. Or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is here to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. I was looking at their website, just trying to see, look, how do I find the things that I need as somebody who would potentially have a retail business? And surprisingly, very easy to navigate. They have all the things that you need answers to right there on the website. So definitely check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
And we're back. Real quick, I want to check in with the crowdfunded wall because so we talked before about how you know there were rumors that the dude who got all the money, Colphage, was spending it, misspending it.
No,
but then in May, the wall was built by a privately owned brick company in New Mexico. And not long after, the city served them a cease and desist because they didn't actually get the proper permissions to build the wall.
Wait. So- oh, my God.
So he gave the money to a brick contractor, somebody who, like, builds stuff out of brick. And they tried to do it over Memorial Day weekend because he was then the city won't be paying attention. And we'll be able to, like, do this real quick, like. And the city learned about it on May 23rd and visited the site where they were told to leave.
Wait, by the people building the wall? Yeah, like, by you the people go. Building the wall.
Get the fuck out of here, city inspector. So the landowner, the CEO of the brick company, George Kadahi, went to City Hall the next day to, like, you know, half-ass trying to get all these permits after the wall was already being built. Submitted the applications, but they were incomplete, so no permit. And Kolfage went on Twitter and straight up bragged that the government wouldn't notice them building the wall because it was a long weekend.
I'm sorry, this isn't like graffiti on your junior high locker.
He said, we build the wall, plan for a battle. That's why we finished the wall in 3 days when the corrupt city was partying over the holiday. God. Only thing left is to pave the road for Border Patrol. Boom.
Did they even talk about how long the stretch this wall was?
So we'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
But the brick executive is facing up to 90 days in jail for building a wall with no permit. And
wow,
building part of the wall has led people entering the U.S. in other parts of town or simply walking around the wall because it's not very long. It was purely symbolic, and some of the ways people have chosen to enter now are, you know, more dangerous for them, which I'm sure he doesn't care about, or, you know, the rich people of this town who probably were on board with some of these decisions didn't care about, but they're also causing people to cross in residential neighborhoods, so people are having to cross into you know, where people live instead of this industrial part of town where they built the wall. And they built some of their wall on federal land, and in doing so cut off access to waterways and a public monument. So the International Boundary and Water Commission forced the wall people, the wall builders, to prop open a gate in the wall during business hours so they can do their job. So on top of everything else, there's literally an open door in their wall.
Oh, God.
Man. Like, part of me, fuck.
How much money was this?
It was $20
million. $20
million, But they didn't say
their goal was $1
billion. $1
billion. Uh-huh. Cool.
They got to $20 million.
Which is a lot.
A bunch of people took their money back when they were like, oh, there aren't that many people like us. Okay. Right. Took their money back. And he used the remainder to build a small brick wall that has done nothing but embarrass him, get his business partner into legal problems, and we build the wall, which incorporated as a nonprofit in Florida, is currently being investigated by the state.
Sweet.
And he's currently trying to get more funding. He did a telethon to raise money to do the same thing in other cities. Recently.
What, and build an 8-foot wall in other cities?
And Steve Bannon was there. That's where Steve Bannon's at. That's the circles he's traveling in.
Yo,
now
he's gotta work, you know.
Yeah, yep. Right.
Yeah.
Wow. He's just at these fundraisers, just like, hey, remember me?
Right.
The guy who thought this up. More as a metaphor, even and then the president took it literally.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Even a year ago, people were like, oh, Bannon's over in Europe. He's like creating the populist wave over there. And no.
He's doing
telethons now.
Yeah. Shit is, you know. But there's still people who are definitely receptive to that message still, as you'll see.
Mm-hmm. $20 million is a lot of money.
Yeah. I can't imagine, oh, man, some of these people who don't know any better and really think like their hard-earned money is going to something like that.
That's what's crazy about it. It's just like 70, it's some statistic like 70% of Americans can't cover a $1,000 emergency. And right. when you think about that, I imagine that the majority of these people that contributed to this $20 million are in that pool possibly, you know? Yeah, so I'm just right. like.
Or boomers who are just like.
You're so scared yeah. that you're like facing real financial peril and you're going to contribute to some bullshit that isn't even sanctioned.
Yeah, right.
It's anarchy out there. Like,
but I needed my racist snake oil.
Yeah.
Right.
It cures immigrants.
It's anarchy out there.
It's yeah, regulations. It's not a cool thing to be the guy who's pro regulations, but they're helpful.
I like how
cases.
They even still like with his tweets, like, yeah, man, we're doing it for the government finds out. It's like, motherfucker, boom. The best solution if you're really serious about your problem, you want the government on yeah. board with the shit right. you're
no,
doing.
I love like, this. I love regulations. Like, I'm from Haiti. Uh-huh. I was born in Haiti, and there's no rules. There's no laws. You know, yeah. My husband's from India. People bribe the police on a day-to-day basis. Like, the police take bribes from people, like small vendors on the street. Street right. vendors have to pay the yeah. police. Like that's just an everyday occurrence in India. I love laws. Yeah, I love right. rules and order, and I'm glad that we have them here.
Yeah. We're
sometimes they work.
Takes a permit to build your yeah. racist monument.
That's so that right. you don't block waterways, build them in people's private backyards.
And then also,
backyards.
The shit even fails as a fucking fence because you're like, and yeah. here's a door,
right.
to walk the fuck through,
right? And you must leave
idiotic.
It open.
You must leave it. Also, we have refrigerated water there. There's yeah. spa water.
Spa.
God damn.
Right. Look at that. Look at a law work. Like, if there wasn't laws, that means that random people could just build brick walls along right. their backyards along the southern border.
Yeah, but I mean, look, we still have laws and we're still doing this fucking terrible, awful shit to innocent people. So it's like, God, how come some laws work?
Some laws work, yeah.
Right.
They work for some of us.
That's right.
Just not us.
All right, guys, let's talk about weather reporting. It's about time we talk about this. There was an interesting article in the New Yorker last week about how weather forecasting keeps getting better. And it's basically making the point that it's important to all different industries, so there's a reason that everybody would want to keep making it better. But there's also, it's like such a complex like math equation. Like basically the message I got from this article is that like landing a spacecraft on Mars requires dealing with hundreds of mathematical variables. Making a global atmospheric model requires hundreds of thousands. I think that's like the key quote from the article. So basically, we're still like, it is the furthest frontier, like being able to model out weather patterns.
Oh, right.
And it is, we are getting better at it, like but it's over the course of, you know, decades. You won't be able to notice the difference like from one year to the next, but from one decade to the next, if you like looked back on the 90s and compared like how accurate the weather forecasts were back then to today, it's a pretty significant difference.
Like, what are we batting now?
They didn't break it down to a percentage, but it's just a much higher percentage, and they can get more detailed about like when things are going to yeah. happen.
What's funny, how like weather really is one of those things that are so hard to like accurately understand because we don't even understand like our own planet so much to really be able to do that. Like, that's why I know the Juno mission to Jupiter, that probe that's going around Jupiter,
right.
is actually also very important for weather reporting too, because like the more they can understand about Jupiter, like
yeah.
it holds so many other keys to understand even yeah. our own weather. So I'm glad we're not using that old ass almanac anymore.
Right. Yeah.
But we do understand a lot, right? It's like yeah. super sophisticated technology.
It's sophisticated, it's but like, there's still a lot about planetary yeah, formation yeah. we don't know.
Right,
like when
right,
you look
yeah.
at Jupiter, basically, like they say a lot of the material that wasn't used to make Jupiter helped create a lot of the other planets in the solar right. system. So it's like, you know, like we have the end product, of,
yeah.
but we don't have the recipe.
Right.
And
right.
that's what we're still trying to figure out.
Yeah.
But I do think it's crazy that like this crazy complicated and sophisticated technology is just associated with Al Roker. Like, that's
right.
what I think about weather.
Right. It's yeah, like, it's just like a dumb, friendly guy
yeah.
in front of it.
Right. In a
it's
suit like,
or
with
someone,
a
yeah.
happy sunshine sticker behind him.
Yeah,
and I'm
I mean,
just like, this is also like scientists.
One
this
of the
dopest
stories is that, you know, our ability to forecast weather was the deciding factor in World War II, because like when they were going to plan the D-Day invasion was like really finely tuned, and like basically Germany's weather forecasters were like, it won't be during this period because it's going to be stormy, and Allied weather forecasters were able to like pinpoint a specific day that it wasn't going to be stormy and like do a surprise attack that day. And like I think one of the famous generals from World War II, people were like, why do people speak English instead of German today around the world? And he was like, because we had better weather forecasters. Like, that's the only
shout
reason.
Out to meteorologists.
Yeah, meteorology.
Shout out to science.
Shout out to science. Shout out to barometric pressure readings.
But there's also all sorts of ways that it gets fucked up. Like, you know, the at a certain point, the butterfly effect does come into account, like chaos theory. So like just you walking down the street, like you can never have a fully accurate model of what the weather is going to be in the next day, because you walking down the street like creates a small draft that creates, you know, can like ripple off into a million different directions. So
right.
You'll never get it fully accurate because there's just never going to be a input mechanism that is taking like readings at every single atom like on the globe. So you just have to like get as good as you possibly can, basically. But it is one of those sorts of progress that I feel like we take for granted because it's just always around us. It's always there.
I'm still going to get fucking mad at that app when it's wrong, though.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I thought it was going to be hot today.
Right.
You know, the fucking pool party. No, 66. Get the fuck out of my face. Yeah. Weather Channel. But salute to all the meteorologists out there.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to start the myths out.
Yes.
With the fact that, so my myth is that we don't know what happened to that plane.
Which one?
From like 4 years ago.
MH17?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know.
We do know?
Yeah, we basically know what happened.
So what happened?
So it was the pilot.
What?
So yeah. So
are you talking about Oceanic Flight 815?
No, the Malaysian Air.
The Malaysian Airlines
that disappeared.
Like, thought something about lost.
So we have. Hell yeah, dog. So basically, the reason we didn't think. I mean, it was a very strange event, but the reason that people weren't able to put it together pretty quickly was because Malaysia is a fairly corrupt country and they didn't want it to be pinned on them as like letting this dude fly a plane.
Oh.
So he was like made to be this like, you know, totally stand up person with a 100% record. And so the main piece of evidence, like there were all these different beacons that showed exactly where the plane went, and
right.
it like made this big turn, and it's just, it can't have been a hijacking, and it can't have been them flying, like passing out and the plane going on autopilot. Like it had to have been somebody was flying it, and the only rational thing is that it was a pilot. But the main piece of evidence that like kind of nails it for me is the pilot had a flight simulator in his house, and one of the flights that he had taken was this exact route,
okay,
crashing into the Antarctic Ocean. Like
he had done that. They looked on his memory card. Crashed it.
They yes, checked that memory card. That was on his memory card. And
him
it was
crashing
the,
it.
Yes, and it was the only one of like 1,000 different ones that he had done on like sped up. So it's like usually he does it for the experience and
right.
practice.
Right.
But this one, he was basically either doing it to see how quickly the fuel would run out, or as sort of a clue to people, like, yeah, I'm doing this. That's what people. But yeah, he had flown basically that exact route in a flight simulator, but they had like basically covered it up. There's a really interesting magazine article about it that people should check out. Anyways, we know.
So wait, hold on, time out. Did he do it on purpose?
Yes.
And the bread? What? And the breadcrumbs are that he did that run on a flight simulator.
He did a practice run on his computer game.
Yo.
And that's not unheard of. There was that Egyptian Air flight where the dude just like nosed it into the Atlantic Ocean. There's been a couple of flights like that where
that's super fucked up.
There was the German pilot who flew into the side of a mountain with a bunch of people on board.
Heard about that.
Yeah, so it's really sad, but it is also like, I feel like the media is somewhat exploiting it because it's like a huge mystery and right, they like talking right, about yeah, it, but it's actually just
what,
a very sad story.
Is no,
that's super.
What is a myth? What's something people think is true you know to
I was going to say overrated, but I guess I did them both at once. So then I'll do a myth is that people with cute socks are fun people.
I love that myth.
I think the biggest sociopaths in the world use cute socks as a way to disguise or to try.
Right, you'll meet the biggest flytrap.
Yeah, you'll meet the most sociopathic hedge fund motherfucker.
Right.
And he'll be wearing the cutest socks you ever saw.
Right.
And I'm just telling you, ladies, I'm wearing white socks right now.
Yeah. Yep.
They're not cute.
What brand are those? They say DOC on them.
I will. That's
cool. What brand is that?
That's CB GML. That's my cold brew. Got me like tube socks. So I just want to let you know that I am a nice person with nothing. I have no money or anything because I am a nice person. And, you know, my socks are normal, and it's my way of saying I will treat you right. And if I was wearing socks that had little typewriters on them, or I don't know what people get on their socks,
yeah.
You know, you better watch out for me because yeah. I'm trying to compensate for some evil shit that I got. Also, sometimes I do wear cute socks, and I'm still nice. But
uh-oh.
It doesn't don't mean that's the thing.
Where's the line? You know, where's the line?
That's you don't know.
No,
I would say
audience.
Draw the line when the guy you're dealing with the cute socks
is
a
the
fucking
color
creep.
Spectrum?
I would say
a
if
lot.
The guy you're with is a creep,
uh-huh.
Right.
That's where you should draw the line. And don't let his cute socks factor into, well, he's a creep, but he wears those cute socks.
So, right. So now it's more like, don't let cute socks, you know, dilute.
I'm just saying cute socks have been weaponized by bad people.
Interesting.
And you know what? I don't care if that's 100% true or not. I fuck with that.
I'm never going to get out of that
fuck
one.
I love that. It's my favorite. I don't care if it's 100% true.
Totally, that was 100%, that was 100% a real thing I said, too. I know. That's, yeah. You know what I mean, though. I mean, like,
yeah.
Even if it's like, even if it's super far out and I know it's bullshit, I still like to try and stick with it.
Yeah, just try it out.
Just
see
for the fun.
Yeah, for sure. Why not?
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us. To crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone.
But the Bartesian cocktail maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian premium cocktail maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
And we're back, and so are JNCO jeans.
Mm.
Did you wear JNCOs?
I had a whole JNCO outfit that was like cream jeans, cream shirt with like black stitching on it.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm creaming my jeans thinking about that. You had a like off white JNCO outfit?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But like, and it was shorts and a shirt, and the shorts came down to like right above my ankles.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I had Rockawear shorts that were like that long back in the day. Did you ever wear JNCOs?
I did. I rocked them.
You did?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm the only one not rocking JNCOs.
You never rock JNCOs?
No, because I mean, that was for like ravers.
Right.
And I wasn't like, I had baggy jeans, but like the way how baggy those things were, I was like, nah, I don't have enough candy necklaces on to rock the JNCO necklace right. or the jeans. Wait, what was your style when you were rocking JNCOs?
They were just like a light blue jean color.
Okay.
And I was just like.
What were you into at the time?
I was really lost as far as my fashion style. I was in middle school? I think it was like at 15. I was like in middle school. Yeah. And I was just trying things out.
Yeah,
I was trying makeup out. I still wasn't buying a lot of my own makeup. I was using my mom's makeup. Mm-hmm. It was a real experimental time. Mm-hmm. I did ditch them soon after that.
Yeah.
But I would rock them with like white sneakers and like some sort of
rocking with
top,
K-Swiss.
I don't know. I'd have braids or something. I have no. I was doing a lot of weave at the time. Like
there you go.
Hair extensions. Just trying to be cool. Just doing
trying
my
to
best.
Figure, yeah. Just trying to find that target.
They,
well,
they were like, it was a lot of the, what do you call those kids? Like the goth kids would rock them.
Right.
And so I felt like I'm not goth, but like I'm like trying to figure out my style. But that was a goth trend.
Yeah, definitely a vibe. A lot of chain wallets hanging off of it.
Yeah.
Well, let me just tell y'all something. They're back, okay? And I don't know if you remember, back in the day, you could get that shit pretty much anywhere. It was like Pacific Sunwear, wherever. It wasn't like
everywhere.
Wasn't like trying to get off-white,
yeah.
you know, some Virgil Abloh type shit. Well, now they're coming back, and it's like in limited quantities, and they're trying to make it like a bespoke denim experience.
Mm. Why not?
Because you know how much the cheapest pair of JNCOs cost in the new reissue? $225.
Yeah.
Up to $350 for the fucking LE limited edition shit.
Wow.
Yeah, capitalism.
Yeah.
And they look exactly like they did before.
They look terrible.
They are huge.
They look like you hate your parents.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You hate your parents in the early 90s.
Right.
Yeah.
But I guess it's so funny how everything's coming like cyclically back.
Yeah.
Because I have like a Christina Aguilera stripped Justified tour t-shirt. And at the farmer's market, this like younger woman was like, oh my God, that shirt's so cool. Where'd you buy that? And I was like, at the tour in 2004. And she's like, wow, that's so cool. Like, as if like it was like, that's like currency now. It's like, damn, where'd you get that old ass shirt?
Right.
I'm like,
come here. Look at this old
time.
Guy, guys. Yeah.
I was also wearing a lot of bell bottom jeans.
Okay.
At the time.
Yeah.
During the
LEI.
Time.
Where were you living at the time?
Massachusetts.
Okay.
Norwood, Massachusetts. Norwood Middle School. But even then, we felt like, oh, it's coming back. Like, bell bottoms.
Yeah.
It's like the 70s. And I think bell bottoms are back again now.
And did you have the heels of them all just stepped on and tattered from, like, walking all over them?
Yeah, just like the JNCOs,
Everybody has to have, everyone has to have, you know, ratty JNCOs, at least around the hem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm just, it's so weird. I just don't get it. And these are the moments where I'm like, yes, I am old. And I no longer understand.
Yeah. I think it's like the everlasting value of nostalgia.
Right.
I think that's all it's showing us. Like these whole last like 10 years, I feel like, ever since like Netflix came on and Friends is the biggest show on Netflix, The Office is the biggest show on, like, everyone's just recycling old things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nostalgia is valuable.
Let's just regress together in every possible way.
I mean, this might be, like, I think this is the line. If fashion cycles back to, like, real baggy jeans like that, like, I'm not going with it. I'm stuck here.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm just wearing straight leg jeans for the rest of my
life.
Boot
cuts.
Yeah. No boot cuts. If people start dressing like Michael Jordan again, I'm out.
Yep.
Oh, man.
We're all at that age, though. I feel like millennials are all at that age where we're going to, whatever we're doing now is what we'll be doing when we're 50.
Right. Yeah.
Like what I'm listening to, I started listening to Lauryn Hill again because that's what I was listening to when I was like in high school and college, and it's still fire.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, this stuff is still, I'm starting listening to The Score again. Yeah. Right. Like, this stuff score is fire, is so good.
The skits.
I'll be listening to it till I'm 50. Now there's like Lil Nas X. I don't know who that is or why it's happening.
Oh. He's the meme god.
Yeah, but I don't know him, you know? I'm just like, oh, I'm at that age when I just like ignore new stuff.
Yeah. There are times too when I'm like looking at like even artists I know, like rappers, and I'm looking at the features. I'm like, who the fuck is this person? Right. Like Toddler Man 42? Right. Like, isn't that a fucking screen name? Like are rapper names just now screen names?
Yeah.
Like XX Roxy Chick 182XX?
You're
is that real?
That's true.
No, I mean like that would be nice.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's Weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show if you like the show. Means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
From Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.